Transurfing on Tuesday today takes us to the very beginning of the book. And, you know, I like to just open the book and see what it brings to me because this book is that powerful. And this time, I opened it to the very front of the book, the foreword. And that's exactly what I'm going to read from, and then we will discuss it. You're listening to the Stop the Mind Screw podcast. I'm your host, Kathy Owen, certified fitness trainer and mindset coach since 2002, transforming lives in magic fashion, teaching Stop the Mind Screw process. And here is where we are at the foreword of Reality Transurfing. Dear listener, everyone wants their life to be comfortable, abundant, free of illness and chaos, and yet we often find that life has its own plans and can leave us feeling like a little paper boat spinning round on life's turbulent waters. You may have tried all sorts of popular methods aimed at achieving happiness, but I wonder how effective you found them if they conformed to the traditional worldview. This book introduces many strange and wonderful things. It is all so mind-blowing, you might not want to believe it. But you will not have to believe it. The methods introduced here invite you to test everything out for yourself, and when you do, your current worldview will crumble. Transurfing is a powerful technique aimed at giving you the power to create aspects of your life in a way that would ordinarily seem impossible. In particular, transurfing will give you the power to control your own destiny as you see fit. I promise no miracles, and yet something greater than a miracle awaits you. You will discover that the hidden quality of reality is more extraordinary than any mystic tradition. There are many books available on how to become successful, rich, and happy. It is a tempting prospect, for who would not want these things? The problem is that when you start reading these self-help books, you discover that in order for the technique to work, you have to do certain exercises, embark on some serious soul searching, meditate, and straight away, your enthusiasm wanes. For most people, life is busy and stressful enough without having to add the workload by giving yourself any more to do. The books will tell you that you are imperfect and that change will have to start with yourself. Otherwise, there is no point in hoping for anything more. You might not be entirely satisfied with yourself, but deep down you know that you do not really want to change, and neither should you have to. Be careful of anyone who tells you that you are less than perfect. For how could anyone else possibly know how you are meant to be? If you are told that you must change yourself in order to achieve the things you want in life, the solution is not where you are looking for it. The main idea of transurfing is based on the existence of the alternative space, which stores the scripts of all possible events. The number of alternatives is infinite, just like the number of possible points on a coordinate graph is infinite. In the alternative space is written everything that was, is, or ever will be. Under certain conditions, a person's thought energy can materialize a given sector of the alternative space. A potential alternative is embodied in physical reality like a reflection in the mirror of alternatives. The individual is capable of shaping their own reality as long as they observe certain rules. The mind tries unsuccessfully to influence the reflection. Instead, you have to change the image that is being reflected. In this book, we are not going to do exercises, meditate, or obsess with the self. Transurfing is not so much a new method of self-improvement as a fundamentally different way of thinking and behaving in order to get what you desire out of life. It implies exactly this, to get what you desire from life rather than having to fight for it. The method of transurfing is not aimed at changing the self. It offers a way of returning to self. We all make mistakes in life and then think how wonderful it would be if we could turn back the clock to put everything right. I'm not promising you a train ticket back to your childhood, but mistakes can be put right, and doing so is a bit like returning to the past, or even stepping forward into the past. The meaning of these words will become clearer towards the end of the book. You will not have heard or read anywhere else the things I'm going to tell you here, so be prepared for the unexpected, as enjoyable as it is surprising. So I love how he says this is not something that's going to try to change you or make it harder. And this is what I teach as a mindset coach. I teach that it's not about trying to make you a better person. You're already perfect inside. You just got to find that. You just got to find where that is, and you've got to find exactly what you want. And when you know that, and when you define that, you can find it. He says right there, the space is infinite. There's infinite numbers of ways to get exactly what you want. And we fight and we fight and we fight and we resist. Resistance. Remember my episode I did on resistance? It is something that's going to hit you. But when you know how to encounter resistance, it is something different. It changes everything. Like he says, everyone wants their life to be comfortable, abundant, free of illness and chaos. And yet we find that life has its own plans. And you may have tried all sorts of other popular methods at achieving happiness. The thing is you create your own reality. Your thoughts create your reality. And you can change that. And that's why I'm a big proponent of a mental diet, because a mental diet, all it is you become aware of what you're thinking. And when you think a negative thought, you don't dwell on it. That is all a mental diet is. However, we all think negative thoughts. I mean, even Vadim says so here. He says, you know, you're going to run into pitfalls. You're going to hit things that you don't agree with, or that doesn't give you the power to control your own destiny. But when you control your mind, you control everything. I'll say that again. When you control your mind, you control everything. And that's all Stop the Mind Screw tries to teach. Quit mind screwing yourself out of success, out of what you want. Like he says, he promises no miracles, and yet something greater than a miracle awaits you. You know, when I read this, or when I even read this right now, I think of A Course in Miracles. And I've done the whole course, I've done all the lessons, and is it absolutely wonderful? Yes, and it is life-changing. But it's also not very simple. It takes a lot of work. It takes a commitment. And it's like he's talking about here, how you try these things and it seems so difficult that how are you ever going to achieve happiness when you're just putting another thing on your plate? Reality transurfing is not like that. You create your reality. You create your thoughts with your mind. Today's episode is brought to you by A Mental Diet. I have a free resource guide on a mental diet. What does that mean? Like I just said in the episode here, it means that you control your thoughts. And your thoughts come in and you have the negative thought, but you learn not to dwell on it. However, it takes some little techniques and tricks and tips like that, because life is not like that easy. So I have a mental diet meal plan, as well as exactly what a mental diet is, because we teach that in Stop the Mind Screw. You're more than welcome to sign up for that at www.kathyowen.com/mental-diet. That's kathyowen.com/mental-diet. Hope to see you there. I love how he says in this book, we are not going to do exercises, meditate, or obsess with the self. Transurfing is not so much a new method of self-improvement as a fundamentally different way of thinking and behaving in order to get what you desire out of life. Step one in Stop the Mind Screw is, what do you want? And just recently, I was looking at the Instagram for Vadim, that may be him, maybe not be him, but he was talking about how it's wise to go and come up with 30 goals that you want, 30 things that you want. List them and dream big and dream in detail. People don't live beyond their potential because they're not dreaming big enough. So that's my episode for today. I hope you liked it. Be sure to share it with somebody who can benefit from this. And until next time, I'll see you next time. Peace out and namaste.